Good afternoon, and welcome to Security in South America. I'm your host, Sam Logan. For this week's show, I had planned on sharing information about Operation Twin Oceans, a multinational sting operation that brought down one of Colombia's most successful drug trafficking enterprises. Unfortunately, I could not get the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency to agree to an on-the-record interview for this podcast. I did, however, have a very interesting conversation with a colleague in Argentina, parts of which I would like to share with you today. Julio Cirino is an Argentine journalist and international analyst that from time to time comments for CNN in Espanol. Our conversation covered many topics all over the region, but I'd like to focus on two. First, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, a man Julio refers to as Huguito or Chavito, as is common in the region, has aligned himself closely with Argentine President Néstor Kirchner. But what, if anything, do the two men have in common? Julio provides some interesting insight. Second, what is Chavez doing to spread his military doctrine through the region? It is clear that he would like to be in command of a region-wide army, especially after his speech at the last Mercosur summit held in Córdoba, Argentina, when he said that Mercosur should be a foundation for a region-wide economic union, like the European Union, as well as a foundation for a region-wide military to oppose any would-be invaders from imperialist countries. Julio talks about Chavez's influence in Bolivia, and how he may have brought the Russians to Argentina's door. So let's begin. One thing that Hugo Chavez and Néstor Kirchner have in common is power. Both men have consolidated power over their country's legislative and judicial branches, and both rule by decree. Both men also enjoy a deeply divided opposition that, at times, argues more with itself than with the man in power. But how do these two men compare? When I put this question to Julio, he had a clever answer. Chavez es Perón con petróleo, which means Chavez is Perón, but with oil. In other words, Chavez is much like Kirchner, only he has money, while Kirchner does not.
Yes, I do think that the Chavez Movimiento Quinta República has a lot in common with Peronism. Chavez es Perón con petróleo. I mean, no more, no less. It's a fascist-oriented political operation. The difference is that Chavez is doing it 21st century style, and Perón did it when he did it. But basically, what Kirchner is doing and Huguito is doing the same is control each and every button to be able to manipulate power in Venezuela and in Argentina. Parliament is just a decoration thing. Justice is not independent at all. They are twisting the arms of the press at incredible rate. So what's the real difference? I don't see. Well, except that Kirchner has no oil, and he is becoming more and more depend more and more on Chavez.
It is clear that Kirchner depends more and more on Chavez. But what about other leaders in the region? Many would argue that Bolivian President Evo Morales is very close to Chavez. I would argue that he puts Bolivia first, and whatever plans Chavez might have for the region, second. But an interesting thing occurred last May. Chavez and his defense minister visited Bolivia, where they met with Evo and the leaders of the Bolivian armed forces. Might they have talked about Chavez's vision for a regional military? Could the recent sacking of some Bolivian military leaders have been a decision Evo and Chavez made together? If Evo does take advice from Chavez, the military realm is one place Evo is most likely to give Chavez his ear. After all, Evo is a farmer. Chavez is the one with the military background. When I put this question to Julio, he had some interesting comments. Included was his concern that Chavez may have brought the Russians to Argentina.
Huguito is working very hard into this new documents on how they were going to, how they are re-elaborating the armed forces doctrine of Venezuela, and they are selling the product to the Bolivians, and Evo is buying by all means. Yeah, now here is my question. The relation that Hugo has with his own armed forces is not the relation that Evo has with the Bolivian armed forces. Evo is not doing very well with his own armed forces. Nothing dramatically is going to happen in the short run, but he is under the gun to try to change as quickly as he can the entire structure of the armed forces, and that's the reason why he is giving so much space to Hugo to help him control the armed forces. And I think that is the big question. That is the big question.
How much influence does Chavez have over the men who run the Bolivian armed forces?
Well, he make a big change. I think a month ago, in terms of firing people. So he's trying desperately to look for people more reliable. Now that is something that I will keep in mind. The other thing is that after Chavito's trip, the Russians are back in the radar. It was on Monday, I think, we got an offer from the Russians for new military equipment. And I think that they are coming hand on hand with Hugo.
So I wouldn't be surprised if Hugo had called Kishin and said, "Hey, have you heard from the Russians yet? Told them to call you."
No, it's not surprised at all. And I think that is going to bother Lula and the Brazilian military.
The Brazilian military is indeed worried. Already, discussions about Chavez and his military machine are circling in Brazil's halls of military leadership in Brasilia and Rio de Janeiro. The likelihood of Venezuela's armed forces joining that of Bolivia is slim, but the implications this possibility has for regional security are very worrying. Next week, I hope to focus on Bolivia and a manual eradication program that seems to be taking off. This eradication program is unique because the coca farmers themselves are pulling the plants, not the military or hired citizens. What's behind this program and its chances for wider success outside Bolivia will be discussed. You are listening to Security in South America. I am your host, Sam Logan.